AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app. AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Pa una ciudad del norte.
There was but a single forlorn hope, and I took it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Vic, going it out, Vic. Yeah. Petros and Money and 570 LA Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. What's that, Vic?
Let freedom ring.
Freedom, huh?
Like freedom. Today we have a full 3-hour show. And by 3 hours, I mean 3 plus 1, a 4-hour show today. We will go until 7 p.m., and then we will hand it over, I assume, to Jason Smith and Swollen Dome.
Uh-huh.
And they will take you through the remainder of the day. We are giving away $1,000 every hour until 7 p.m. because it is grand in your hand time of year. That means in the next 10 or 15 minutes or so, you'll get that first keyword to text to 200-200 and perhaps put $1,000 in your pocket. But, P, we got 4 hours of a Frogman Friday.
The remains of the day are multifold. On a Frogman Friday, even brave men are frightened by the solitude
Frogman
of the sea.
Frogman.
Frogman Friday, we celebrate also the people that protect us from the sea, lifeguards up and down the coast.
My daddy was a prominent frogman. My mom was in the Naval Reserve.
We also celebrate the greatness
Frogman
of an actor by the name of Lloyd Bridges.
Frogman.
Who shot the show Sea Hunt.
I am the Frogman.
Coast of Rancho Palos Verdes at the Marine Land of the Pacific, and he taught us all about safety and adventure under the ocean.
I don't like it, Mike. I don't like it, Mike.
This is where you found the manganese?
I don't like it, Mike.
This is where you found the manganese?
I think so, but there are many sharks here.
Oh. Well, I can always tell when they're getting a little too curious.
You have been in the water with the sharks before?
Oh, yeah, lots of times. So far, no skies.
You have been in the water with the sharks before?
You have some problems? You take emergency toilet?
You have been in the water with the sharks before?
Yeah, lots of times.
I don't like it, Mike.
I don't like it, Mike. I don't like it, Mike.
Play it again.
I don't like it, Mike.
This is where you found the manganese?
I think so, but there are many sharks here.
Oh, well, I can always tell when they're getting a little too curious.
You have been in the water with the sharks before?
Oh, yeah, lots of times. So far, no skies.
Dave Damashek from the NFL Network.
You gotta take that S to Florida. Do you know what that's like these days? You got the effing Navy everywhere. You got Frogmen. You got EC2s with the satellite tracking stuff. You got the effing Bell assault choppers up the ass. We're losing one out of every 9 loads. That's no duck walk anymore, let me tell you. Forget about money. What do you suggest that's reasonable?
C-Lab!
If you're looking for me, you better check under the sea. Cause that is where you'll find me, underneath the sea.
So today on a Frogman Friday, we have Eric Dickerson to talk about pro football. As we said, we will have a pro football preview from Matt Money Smith of the NFL Network and, of course, the voice of the Chargers. We will have a college football
Chargers
whip around at around 5:30 to preview the games that may or may not be happening. My game just got canceled, the Wazoo versus Stanford game on Saturday night. So, anybody want to go have a drink? Oh, no. Oh, curfew. Okay.
No. You can go until 10 p.m. So, you can do an early evening. Because apparently, starting at 10 p.m. on Saturday is when this
that's when it's really
going to kick in.
Yeah. That's when
the get it going yesterday or the day before, but you had to wait till Saturday at 10 to really make sure you got this thing right.
Triple viral load
on Saturday.
Now, of course, on Fox, they'll still let us do football games deep into the night, you know, because that's important.
Oh, got that ID card.
Right. So we're good there. But
when you're just kind of milling about on the corner there by Hillcrest Country Club smoking cigarettes and they're like, hey, what are you doing? Got my card.
Yeah.
I'm working, man.
I'm working for Fox.
This is my smoke break.
Yeah. Mountain West, guys.
Come on.
You going to step to me?
After dark.
I got my papers.
Hey, Pac-12, after dark. Okay?
Well, that was canceled.
Sadly.
Yeah. Armel's Diner was closed down by the health department due to botulism.
But we got a sweet fruit tart with spices sitting right in the parking lot.
You're going to love it, guys.
It's going to be great.
So we do have Eric Dickerson, a whip around, and an NFL preview, and my dad to talk about USC. But David Vassay is going to join us. He hasn't talked to us in weeks. There's two reasons that Vassay is going to join us. A, Dave is hosting the show on Monday because Matt's doing his London broadcast. I see London, I see France with Matt Money Smith on Monday night.
The Monday Night Football live broadcast on Sky Sports between the Rams and Bucks that apparently does quite well, even though it kicks off at midnight and pretty much wraps up about 3:30, 4 a.m.
Popular European programming, and you know Europe doesn't even have dinner till midnight, so I don't know.
Not that big of a deal.
There's no curfew there.
No.
Right? Everything's fine. So Matt's going to do that on Monday, and Vassay will actually be here with me doing the show for from 3 to 7. And then there's Nolan Arenado news.
Nolan Arenado, according to dear friend of the show, John Paul Morosi, covers Major League Baseball for MLB Network and Fox, shared that there is interest between the Dodgers and Arenado and making Arenado a Dodger as opposed to being a Rocky. He just signed that long-term deal. I think he's still got about $135 million left on that contract, if not more. And he posted that even though they're in the same division, this could become a reality because Arenado has a no-trade clause. And he may decline every other potential suitor if he really wants to come back home to Southern California. So we'll get into it with Dave and how realistic it is. In the column, Morosi outlined how it wouldn't necessarily be a choice between Arenado and Justin Turner, but because of the size of the contract, I think he's owed $235 million more.
Wow.
Because of the size of the contract, it would be a choice between Arenado and Corey Seager. If they don't feel like they could get a deal done with Seager, they're worried about his long-term health. If Boris is simply asking for too much, that this may be a way to secure a big bat in the infield and let Seager walk.
There'll be a whole discussion about it with David Vassay, whose future is in question when it comes to Los
Doyers.
So we'll also discuss that. Now, for those of you that enjoyed the Petros and Money Instagram Destructo show, we do have to say...
Oh, quick recap.
Yeah.
Did you miss it? It was at 5 p.m. last night. Probably ran for about 15, 17 minutes. I thought it was wildly successful in terms of views.
Well, let me look, because it's on our Instagram.
It's on Petros and Money.
Which is on my phone.
And it is still up.
Yeah, is it?
And it's a big thank you to our friends at BJ's Restaurants and Brew House.
Is it still up?
I mean, it should be, right? It's less than 24
hours. Oh, it's
up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I there it is. I got it right there. Bang.
So, should I take it down?
No.
Kate?
I think you leave it.
Do what you want.
We're not going to have the same style of Destructo show.
Pretty good, right?
There it is.
Yeah, it's up there at Petros and Money on Instagram.
Oh, this is when we were playing baseball.
With the hatchet.
With the hatchet. And we didn't have a bat, but we had a hatchet, so we were pitching and
Well, we have a
hitting.
Bat, but we used the hatchet instead.
That's exactly right. We were measuring scars on the brand new Rawlings baseballs after we were taking swings at it with a hatchet.
And I'm sorry that I left a mark on Social Matt's laptop with the baseball or the hatchet.
What about my face?
Well, your face is fine, Matt. You wanted desperately to be bleeding, but I didn't see any blood.
No, there was no blood. Thankfully, I have tough skin.
Oh, thank goodness.
And so when the glass came flying at me, the glass shard, my tough skin, much like an armadillo's or an elephant's, was able
an to alligator.
Defend it off. There was a pinata that was
defaced.
Yes. There was a mention.
And if that pinata,
there was a mention of those two quarterbacks, Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson, as we previewed the contest between
I just want to say,
the Hawks and the Cardinals.
If that pinata was a real donkey, we'd have never tried to light it on fire.
No. But because it was a, I would say, probably 4-inch long, 5.5-inch tall mini pinata that came in a Chef Merito spice basket, we decided to see how flammable it was. And it turns out, how flammable was that pinata?
Not much.
So we threw it off the roof.
Yeah, our fire. Yeah, Matt did throw it off the roof. That did happen.
Yeah.
But we have been reprimanded to a certain degree.
Yes, we have.
And
understandably so.
There is no more PMS Destructo show. But I don't really know. What are we going to do with the Instagram Live, Cates? I mean, they've kind of taken away our theme of the Destructo show. Unless we go outside and do it.
No. Monday, it's going to be during the show, so... Yourself.
Are you eating your leftover BJ's from yesterday?
No, I'm having some Trader Joe's peppermint pretzel slims.
Could you just wait till we go to break to do that?
Well, I didn't know you were going to call on me.
No, this is Kate. Kate's always in the first segment, starts eating.
Well, I'm doing a lot of stuff before
I know
show.
You are. That's what I'm saying. It's like this is your time to eat. It is always in the opening segment.
And then we ask him questions.
We got Vic, you know, with us. Right, yeah. Vic, you're still there?
Oh, come on now.
What do you think, Vic? Should we leave the Instagram up?
Absolutely, leave it up.
You think so?
I can't believe there was blowback.
We got in trouble.
Oh. Yeah, we did.
Really?
We took it a little too far.
I would take it down if I were you.
You really think
okay.
so?
Read between the lines of how I'm saying it. I would take it down.
Okay.
Okay.
How's he saying it?
You're saying we should
take it down.
He's saying take it down.
Read between the lines of how I'm saying it. Take it. That doesn't really sound like a read between the lines. That sounds like read this line.
Okay.
Take it down.
Take it down.
Read between the lines is like certain people probably don't like that it's up. That's read between the lines because we don't know who those certain people
are. Although he did say, I think. He's like, hey, read between the lines here. I think you should take it down.
Yeah.
What do you think, Vic? You think it's our
After
our
hearing
content?
Tim Pate say that, what do you think?
If Tim says take it down, I'm with Timmy.
Okay. Respect that, Vic.
Hey, wow, that's a real flip-flop there, John
Kerry. He's a man who's
been
in radio for 30, 40 years, right? He's, you know, he knows when the producer says, talent rarely has their own best interest in mind. You know, it's up to the producer.
Well, all I care about is the best interest of the client, Matt. You know that.
Well, I think BJ certainly knows how much we love their home gating pack.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, we look at all the food that was in there, and it was all empty. All those boxes, the sliders. Pizza boxes.
And now it's
the guac and chips.
Inedible because it has shards of glass in it and it's been there overnight.
It's been at room temperature for, 22 hours. Are you watching the explosion?
No, I'm trying to delete it, but I'm having trouble.
Well, you know what? At least there's effort. Is that all right, Cates? We tried. It just is going to have to expire on its own. Is that good enough?
A for effort, yeah.
Okay.
All right. It expires in a couple hours anyways.
Don't forget about the family value meals, too, by the way, at BJ's. Those are fantastic. What a great opportunity for you to get a meal for 4 to 6 at a savings of 25%, starting at $44.95.
Oh, remove from profile grid.
Try it.
Bang.
Remove. All right.
Okay, so here. Now I'm going to see what happens.
Yeah, so instead of delete, remove. No, it's still up. Oh, no, it's down. All right, I took it off.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, I got it cached.
Did you hear about this, Vic? We got in pretty big trouble.
What happened?
We got in big trouble. And, you know, Matt's not just touching 40. Matt's beating the crap out of 40. I mean, Matt is, you know, way past 40. And so am I. And, man, we got sunned today.
I feel like I have to. And I'm glad I didn't break that growler.
That was close.
Why are you doing it, Matt?
Because I want to point out that you didn't break the growler.
Yeah, I did. Just not that growler. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what happened. And our next BJ's home gating Instagram live featuring David Vasse will be so refined and so tame that you will think that it's on Sky Sports. You will think.
Oh, they get crazy. It's a different set of rules over there.
Oh, I know. Crumpets and scones.
It's nuts.
Right, man. At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, the British are nuts.
Oh, come on.
Crazy.
You know they are. You know why, Vic?
Shepherd's pie, man.
Why is that?
Because they have terrible, rotten teeth.
That's terrible.
and the rot in their teeth affects their hearts and makes their hearts dark, and it affects their athleticism. Damn. And the pigment of their skin makes them pasty white.
They have blue eyes and big boobies. So along with the rotten teeth, an inordinate percentage of their population has blue eyes and big boobies.
B-E-B-B.
That's what they got going on.
So what's she like? Well, you know, B-E-B-B.
Right, Vic? You've been to London before. You know what it's like walking around that blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah. Sensational city.
It is something.
Really?
Yeah.
Sensational
city. It's like a
city.
Papa shot.
It's like, man, what is going on in this?
It's like you're hanging out at the Lamp Post Pizza, huh?
What in the world is happening here?
Now everybody can eat corn on the cob through a chain link fence. Everybody's boobs look like Snoopy's head.
Blah, blah, blah.
Everybody's got blue eyes. We'll be back with more PMS.
Victor!
Yeah.
Vic, have a great weekend.
Who's on the phone, Cates?
Thank you guys.
Are we
still
in trouble
enjoy.
Again? What do you think, Vic? Should we leave it up or take it down?
It's down.
Are you sure?
It's down. It's done. It was radio history, y'all.
Well, it wasn't on the radio.
It was on Instagram. Instagram history. On the gram, y'all. The gram went gaga.
I mean, I feel like I still got it.
It's still up on the story.
Should I delete this? I suppose.
Read between the lines, man.
Yeah. All right, delete.
What do you want us to do, Cates?
All right, it's gone. It's now gone from the story.
People are going to want to know, why didn't you bring your hatchet to work anymore?
Nah, I got nothing on my Instagram story. How am I going to build base? Now, how am I going to build my brand?
Now, when I buy a trident or a spear gun.
Well, maybe we just come with non-lethal items. Like a nice leaf blower.
How about this? Spear gun, but instead of a spear, it's like a pole with a boxing glove on the end.
What do you think of that, Cates?
How about we do David Vasse, This Is Your Life, and bring past women from Yankee Doodles back and like Dave?
Oh, that won't get us in trouble.
Yeah, not at all.
Oh.
That might jeopardize his current relationship.
Oh, okay. Do you guys want to try these, though?
No.
Peppermint Pretzel Slim?
Sounds disgusting.
It really does. It sounds like a vehicle in which to consume copious amounts of candy.
It sounds like getting a colonoscopy with a candy cane.
Well, not.
You like that, Vic?
You're consuming
I
candy.
Did.
You like that colon talk, Vic?
Absolutely.
Shut.
Come on now.
What do you think we put five people on the screen at once?
Make it look like Indian television.
Okay. Let's do it.
We'll be right back with Eric Dickerson live. I believe he's at the Costco on AM570 LA Sports.
This hour of the Petros and Money Show podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah, Blue Chew.
It's nothing to be ashamed of,
no,
guys.
It's not.
Blue Chew brings you the same FDA-approved active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Now in a chewable form, the first ever to do it.
Yeah, it does. And you can even do it with a full stomach and still get the lead you need in your pencil.
Guys, don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried about going to the doctor. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office and be all embarrassed or wait in line at the pharmacy.
Yeah, get over yourself. Who cares? Like, you're the only one that wants to have a real pencil going? You know what I'm saying, brother? With all the lead necessary to do the job?
It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Right now, we got a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. And your first shipment is free when you use the special promo code PMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
To hell with being embarrassed. Scream it from the rooftops. I chew blue with Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com. Promo code PMS. Try it free.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes.
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
I'm singing tall, singing.
looking for my lady.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. We have got football all show. We have got football all weekend. Tomorrow, Saturday, it gets started at 10 a.m. with Tim Cates and the quarterbacks, 12:30 kick between UCLA and Oregon. Then Sunday, we got a 1 p.m. kick between the Chargers and Jets on Alt 98.7. We're carrying the Sunday nighter between the Chiefs and the Raiders, courtesy of Westwood One Radio. And right now, courtesy of your Southern California Ford dealers, and that Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in America, time for another football conversation.
With the great Eric Dickerson, a Hall of Famer, one of the all-time great running backs that ever walked the earth, and he understands pro football all 16 games. He knows what it's like to be young in the game, he knows what it's like to be a veterano, and he knows what it's like to be the face of a franchise. He joins us now to discuss what's next with our teams in town and how the Ramalama Ding Dongs came back hard with a great performance last week. What's cracking, Eric? How are you?
What's up, Patrick? What's up, Money? Hey. I keep telling you, boy. Yeah, when y'all introduced me, it made me want to play football again.
You know, I feel like you could still run through a wall, ED.
No question.
You look a lot better than some of these guys out there. You know, you strap on that neck roll. Would you do it like...
Trust me, I couldn't run through a paper wall right now. Forget that.
We'll take you over to Japan. honestly, though, if you did, let's say, you know, for a day, Jesus gave you your body back from, you know, 20 years ago. 20, 30 years and said, you know, let's go.
30 years ago.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, 35. Let's do it.
Okay.
And,
let's do it.
And you're playing with all the guys today. Would you rock the neck roll or would you leave the locker room?
Oh, no. No, the neck roll would be rocked. My stuff was, I mean, I'm not bragging, but I look good in my uniform. It was iconic. I mean, people still talk about it. I would rock the neck roll.
Right.
Yeah. And the way they tackle these days, man, I would get if I had an offensive line, I'd get a gang of yards.
Do you think
like 300?
I'd have some 300-yard days.
Start with it.
Oh yeah,
you rip off a long run in the first quarter.
2,000 yards in a single season. Yeah. How about 3,000? Yeah. 3,000.
Well,
single
I do have an actual. I have a real question about that though. Like, let's say you go for an 80-yard run early in a game, Eric. Aren't you tired for the rest of the game after that? Like, don't you feel like you've done enough?
Absolutely not. No, you want another 80-yard run. No, you want another 80-yard run. You get that 80-yard run, you know, all of a sudden everything else is gravy after that. If you can get a 20 or 30 in there, then them 5 and 10, they add up 15. Then you're looking at 200 plus.
ED, this is a new territory for the Rams under Sean McVay where, look, they've had good defenses, obviously. That one that carried them to the Super Bowl was damn good. But this year it seems to be, I don't want to say considerably, but it's certainly the better side of the ball for the Rams and one that might be good enough to carry them to a division title and even a Super Bowl run. It's been that dominant. Have you been on a team where that's been the case? And what is that like being on an offense when you're playing along with a defense that is really kind of carrying the squad?
Well, I never had a high-powered offense. I mean, we were good on offense. And when we went to the NFC Championship game in 85, even 86, we had a very good defense. You know, not stifling like the 85 Bears. Our defense was very, very good in the top five in the NFL. You know, and our offense was, you know, we were just steady. We just ran the football. You know, we didn't do anything fancy. But in 85, all we needed was a quarterback. I think if we'd have had a different quarterback, I hate to say that, I think we could have advanced. You know, you always want both. You really do. It's not an idea of being greedy. You know, you want the defense to complement the offense and vice versa. And sometimes when the defense is playing great and the offense isn't playing great, let's go back in the Jeff Fisher era. The defense is playing great, but the offense sucked. It couldn't move the ball. You know, and it reminds me of the old New Orleans Saints. When I think about the Soul Patrol with Ricky Jackson, those group of guys, they had all that defense but couldn't move the ball, and that's frustrating. So I don't know what it's like to have both. You know, like I said, our offense was good. It wasn't great, to be honest. It wasn't great. And we had a good solid defense, not that defense that was like wow. Like I like the Rams defense now. You know, that defense is really, really good. I mean really good. The offense are still, you know, they look good one week, they look okay the next week, then they'll have a big stumble like in Miami. And,
right.
And I saw that coming. Anytime Sean McVay goes against a Bill Belichick prodigy, we have a problem. We have a problem there. So I don't know what it is. You know, they see something that the Rams don't see, like they exploit it, and that's what it comes down to. And then this week, you know, playing the Monday night game, you know, in Tampa, coming up and playing the Bucs, you know, this Monday. I mean, this is an offense that can be very good, I think. I'm talking about the Bucs offense with Tom Brady. You know, they have a lot of weapons, but they like to push the ball downfield. And Tom Brady doesn't have that outlet, that running back that can catch, you know, out the backfield, you know, like he did. That was the guy's White when he had him in New England. You know, in the Super Bowl game when he played the Atlanta Falcons, he had 14 catches in that game. You know, they don't have that, you know, and I just feel like that the Rams are a good football team, but sometimes they go, but they almost like they're not sure what they want to be. They want to be good, or they want to be just mediocre, and I just call it like I see it. I mean, I think we have the potential to be stifling on defense, and our offense, you know, has to. You can't have that big letdown like we did 2 weeks ago in Miami with our offense.
When you watch those two teams last night in Arizona and Seattle, and you know you were tied right there with them. Now Seattle takes a half game lead in the NFC West. Where do you think the Rams slot in if you kind of got to look at those three?
I'm honestly, and I'm not just saying it because you know I'm no homer. I think we're better than both of those teams. I really do. I think we're better than Arizona. I mean, and I just say this. I mean, I have no offense, but Arizona's always going to be Arizona to me. I mean, the guy asked me about the game last night. You know, who you think going to win? You know, Arizona's playing good. I said, man, they want to help me. I said, they're Arizona. I mean, they're never going to me be that team that's going to be like the elite. You know, they may have a good season or, you know, a couple of good games, but I dare Arizona. And really, I think we're a better football team, you know, all the way around, you know, offensively. Defensively, I mean, I think, you know, when I look at Seattle, they don't run the ball anymore. You know, they try to, but they really can't. They really rely on Russell Wilson. They made some big plays on defense last night. You know, and Arizona, you know, they rely on Kyler Murray running the football. They do run the football good. I got to say, they do run the football good, but they're not going to be able to do that against our defense. I mean, I just feel like that one thing is Arizona's offensive line is not as good as our defensive front or our defense total.
Isn't it surprising that once a team stops running the football or being dedicated to running the football, like Seattle, suddenly their defense doesn't look the same as they used to? Why are those things so related and they're on opposite sides of the ball?
Man, I'm going to tell you, one thing about running the football is it wears the opponent down. And if you run the ball good or get into a rhythm, you keep their offense on the sidelines. You wear their defense out. It comes to a point where the defense is like, man, we need a break. We need a break. I don't care what they, you know, these supposed football guys with all this knowledge, you know, you don't need a running back. You don't need a running game. I tell you what, I always say this. Take the running game totally out. And I mean totally out. You don't run the ball at all. No jet sweeps. You just throw the football and see what happens. I mean, Seattle to me is a prime example. Seattle's a team that played great defense and ran the football. And Russell Wilson can hurt you, you know, anytime. But right now, they're relying solely pretty much on Russell Wilson. I mean, last night they ran the football pretty good, I got to say. And when I look at our offense, I think we can run the football. We've shown, and I've always said, run the football is an art. You just don't line up and run the football. It don't work like that. You have to put time into it. It's timing when it comes to ball, comes running the football. You know, you have to set up the OT with the toss. You have to set up different plays. One play sets up another play. And I really believe that Sean McVay has kind of got that now. You know, he sees like, okay, run the football. We need to run the ball more. And they do it when they have the opportunity. The first 2 years, he would say, it would be third and one or third and inches. We're doing play action. I'm like, man, run the football on third and inches. I mean, so I think that they're finally getting it.
Ed, when you watch, you know, again, like those two in Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson and Pat Mahomes probably in the conversation for MVP, Kyler Murray, the most exciting player in football. Do you think Jared Goff's athletic enough in 2020? It just kind of in the direction that the NFL is going at that position?
No. I mean, that's just being honest. No, Jared is not, he doesn't have those kind of wheels. I mean, if I said yes to that, they'd say, come on, you sound like a fool.
Right.
No, he's not athletic like that. I mean, Jared Goff is a pocket quarterback. He's not a guy that if you gave him an open field, he's going and let's just say that the defense that ran by him, he's going to outrun everybody to the end zone. That's not going to happen.
But do you think it works? Like, does it work having Jared Goff as your quarterback in 2020?
I mean, for our team, I think you have to make it work. I mean, would you rather see Jared Goff the way he can throw the football, and if he had some wheels, oh, he'd be dangerous. He'd be just dangerous. But you know, you have to work at what you have. You can't look and say, man, if we had this, if we had that, you know. And that's just the fact. I mean, would you wish that Jared Goff was that guy that could run it and throw it like Kyler Murray? Oh, of course you do. Well, most definitely, because you know what, that makes him a double threat. I mean, look at Russell Wilson. I mean, it takes more than one guy usually to get him down. You know, you think you have him, and there he goes. And the same thing with Kyler Murray. You know, Kyler, you know, he is really fast. I mean, really fast. But I'm gonna tell you one thing about a running quarterback. And I was talking to some defensive guys about this a couple of days ago. I said, Eric, he said, we like a running quarterback. He said, you know why? Because sooner or later we're gonna get him. We're gonna get him sooner or later. And I think our most defenses feel like that. If you run enough, we're gonna get you sooner or later.
The great Eric Dickerson. He ran enough, and sooner or later he retired. To the Hall of Fame, the great Eric Dickerson, our friend, the Rambassador, talking about it all. We'll look forward to Monday night and the Chargers, Jets, and all that the NFL has to offer this coming weekend. Thank you, ED.
No problem, guys. I have a good one. Now I can go back to – I'm in Costco. I can go back to shopping and put my mask back.
Ooh, there you go. Make some bad decisions. Buy things you don't need.
Really, you guys. I'm in a corner talking to you guys. Make sure I don't get anyone sick. I'm standing in a corner like I'm in class.
No, you can buy a coffin there.
You can actually. You can buy tires. You can buy windows. You can buy a coffin.
And pizza.
Okay, I got it.
Bye, right, ED.
There he goes, Eric Dickerson, courtesy of your Southern California Ford dealers and the best-selling vehicle in America, F-150.
Just lives his life.
Right.
And does the radio interviews. You know, while he's living his life.
Yeah, that's 2020. You know, that's 5G, man.
Is it?
Yeah, it's smartphones. That's AirPods.
That's like what I used to do in my 20s, but I had like a flip phone.
Right.
Just living life. I remember going once, like doing an interview with somebody, going into a CAT scan. And I was like, yeah, you know, I don't. And then it just cut off.
I just remember the days. I remember the days when you could go into a CAT scan with a flip phone.
Right?
Nobody cared.
Those were the times.
Like, hey, I'm going to do an interview right here.
You just have to hoot and a toot. Nobody gave a damn.
Nobody gave a damn.
More PMS next. Captain. Oh, no. I swore I wouldn't tell.
But most of y'all share bars like you got to buy the bunk in a two-man sale. The Petros and Money Show.
PMS. Podcasted at am570lasports.com.
But you know I'm better for it.
Big thank you to ED. Eric Dickerson joins us every single week, weighing in on the Rams and all things professional football. Remember, they are Monday night against the Bucks. Next hour, your father will join us. We'll get a look at the rest of the contest in town. The Chargers play host the Jets at 1 p.m. That'll be heard on our sister station, 98.7. And we actually have Sunday night football here on AM 570, Sunday night, just after 5, around a 5:20 p.m. kick. Raiders versus Chiefs for the second time. The only loss, the only blemish on the Chiefs' record all season came at the hands of the silver and black jackpot baby. And you'll hear the rematch from Las Vegas right here on AM 570 LA Sports, courtesy of Westwood One.
Well, we have the season of giving going on the station on AM 570 LA Sports. We're committed to the community, and we've teamed up with the Dream Center LA and the Justin Turner Foundation, securing turkey dinners for families in need this holiday season. You know, turkey, cornbread, mashed potatoes, cranberries, green beans, the works! And joining us right now, Matt, to update our listeners on where we stand right now going into the weekend on what we're trying to do is Marilee Kazix, Director of Events at Dream Center LA. And we sure appreciate her and all the hard work she puts in 24/7 for these people.
Hello, Marilee. Can you help us out there? And she is gone.
Is she ghost?
She just disappeared. Oh, there she is. She's back.
Oh, she's back.
Oh, God. Oh, Kate, what are you doing? Oh, God, no. There she is.
Marilee Kazix.
All right, Marilee.
Director of Events, Dream Center LA. Hi, Marilee.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
What happened? Did you hang up on us with your cheek?
No, I had a bad reception, so I was running, trying to find a good signal. I think I'm good.
No,
so
you're good. No.
You're like a pro. I mean, you are a pro at getting interviewed. Fantastic.
We appreciate it.
We were just detailing the season of giving. Would you mind updating our listeners on kind of where we stand right now going into the weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It's been incredible. First off, thank you so much. Because of you guys, honestly, I was pretty skeptical going into this. But because of the season of giving and 570 and you guys just championing us on the radio and on air, we have raised and had so many incredible donations that have come in. It's allowing us to do so many things. We're going to probably serve over 6,000 meals. Not probably, we will next week. Oh, I like that. 6,000. Do it
That's
again.
That's exciting. 6,000
meals.
Big horn. Celebration. 6,000 meals.
But sincerely, like, so many people have. It really has been this commitment to community because we've seen Barry's tickets. Chef Marito brought all these seasoning packets to go with our turkey dinners. Premier Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Buena Park has stepped up. Walmart was incredible. We've had so many donations from individuals as well as organizations, Anthem Blue Cross, California Wellness. I mean, really, it'll allow us to feed over 6,000 people with stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, the whole Thanksgiving dinner. So really, truly wouldn't have been able to do what we hope to do. In fact, I'm able to double what I typically do. And this is a pandemic. It kind of blows my mind.
How much man and woman power does it take to get all these meals served and to get these people comfortable in this situation?
Well, you know, we feed a lot of people at the Dream Center every day. And so, you know, Justin Turner, his organization, his foundation has helped us feed people over since this pandemic really hit. We have a lot of veterans that will be serving. I know that, for example, I know we had some amazing donations that came in specifically to house veterans at the Dream Center. So they'll be serving, they'll be handing out turkeys, they'll be, you know, preparing and help feed these people. So it really is a group effort, but it's really just the staff at the Dream Center. And we have a lot of great volunteers that come down and help out. So we love to see the community get involved. It really is a community effort, 100%.
And it's beyond just the meals, right? There's other things that Dream Center is doing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, for Thanksgiving, we're going to, you know, for next week, we'll do that for the, for anyone who comes to our food line, we'll be able to help them with their Thanksgiving meal. But a lot of these donations, I know that James Bergener and Vaughn's and Albertson's have given directly to our veterans program. So we house veterans that live at the Dream Center that this year will be able to actually, you know, participate and hand out these turkeys. So there's a lot of tons of programs that happen, but we're really highlighting the veterans this year. And we weren't able to do the radiothon with you guys, but this season of giving has really grown so organically into something fantastic.
Well, we really love what you guys are able to put together, Marilee, and we are dumbfounded with how much you guys are able to take on and how if people want to help, you guys hit another gear and help people feel better about themselves by helping. So that it's a wonderful thing that you guys pull off, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, we appreciate you guys. Thank you, and really genuinely, thank you for supporting us, championing us. We honestly wouldn't be where we are, especially this year in this situation, so I'm really grateful.
Well, certainly delivering is the Dream Center. 5,000 hot meals on site, over 10,000 meals as part of their commitment to the community and the veterans. A way for them to give back, as they are a big part of that there at the Dream Center. So thanks to all the people. And by the way, if you want to donate, just like James Bergener and Barry's Tickets and all of our great partners, you can do so or find out how you can help at am570lasports.com.
All right, Matt, we are moving forward on a Frogman Friday in the world of
Frogman.
Great sports talk on am570lasports.
Great sports talk.
Still to come at 5 o'clock, we will talk to the one and only David Vasse about Nolan Arenado.
Do you feel like I'm trolling you right now with the knife show?
I feel like you are that you brought it up.
Well, I just thought about
it. If you put about, if you say,
I just
like,
thought about
you
like oh, I put this on you, and like, I forgot that you didn't have your knife, and I was like, oh, I thought we were just like checking out.
Well, I could
the
just
case
buy
gray
a new
Texas
knife.
Toothpick.
Although I'm losing money this weekend, I might.
What about the Texas toothpick? You interested in that one there for a cool $42.50?
No. No, I wouldn't buy
it. Need
that.
Something a little more formidable.
But everybody is sending me photos of their knives, even
it's cool.
Even Solo Sports. Has a nice kind of a, it seemed like an ivory-handled knife.
Is that right?
Yeah. That he might.
I'd expect him to have like a samurai sword. You know what I mean? Or like the Game of Thrones replica needle that Arya had. Something like that would be my guess. Like if you were to say, hey, what kind of cutlery does Solo Sports have?
It was a lot like that. It was a lot like that Texas toothpick. Yes, Cates?
I feel like an idiot because after everything that happened yesterday and today,
like us getting yelled at for trying to trying to throw hatchets at stuff?
Yeah. Last night, I was on the hunt for a little stool, like a seat that my wife could take to an event this weekend.
Like a portable seat?
Yeah, like a little one for camping.
Is she milking cows or something?
And so I was out driving around, so I went to Walmart in Burbank, which is still open. There's thousands of people inside. Okay. Amazing, huh? And I go inside.
Yeah, but you bet if you have a hardware store that's a mom and pop, you better not open.
F you. I went to the camping section.
F you.
And I went to the knife section.
Uh-huh.
You did?
And there's like packages, like,
and?
Like eight knives in a package.
Okay. And?
Hatchets.
And?
Axes. Machetes.
And?
And?
Did you buy one?
No, I just think, I took a picture and sent it to Petros.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah. I wasn't going to buy it.
Why?
That's like
buying club.
It's like buying heroin for a heroin addict.
Not for him. Do it. For you.
I already have knives. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking like you look in the other side of the window and you're whittling something, you know?
Once
like
I get through all the
whistle.
Laundry, I'll be able to locate my knife.
Okay. That sounds good.
So we'll be back with more PMS. We got your word, number, and song in the very next segment.
That case trapper orange is pretty sweet.
I gotta say, that's the nicest knife I've seen so far on there.
That's a big knife too. 4 1/8 inches closed.
I don't know, maybe that guy's hands are big, but that looks like a little bitch knife.
You would think they'd hire somebody with tiny hands.
So every knife looks huge.
Right?
Jared Goff. We'll be back with more PMS on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. World Series champions. We're not playing the replay tonight, though. We're going all the way till 7 for your great sports talk entertainment.
Somewhere in middle America, you right to the heart of matters. It's a heart that matters more.
The most listened to.